Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, high inflation, higher interest rates and higher building costs are adding uncertainty in the Irish housing market right now. And while the new relaxation of mortgage lending limits may be welcomed by some first-time property buyers, there continues to be a lack of supply and soaring demand in the housing market. Michael O'Flynn is a property developer and chairman and CEO of the O'Flynn Group, and he joins me now to discuss all of these issues. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, Cormac. Thank you.
There's an awful lot of variables here, Michael, in the housing crisis that we have at the moment. All of them I've mentioned. I feel like I'm bringing a patient to see you. What do you think the prognosis is?
It's a very difficult prognosis because so many factors are coming together. But a lot of these factors have been around for a while, and there's just a compounding of them recently with the interest rate changes and with the impact of construction costs, especially construction materials that might be related to the energy area. So these are extremely challenging times, and the demand for housing has never been greater. And the solution, there's no doubt, is those involved in the building development industry. But people need to understand that we have a lot of challenges, and it's not easy to create viable product at this moment in time. And I've always said, Cormac, it has to be affordable product. So we have very, very big challenges at this moment.
Are the rising costs, Michael, forcing developers to rethink the projects that they were just about to undertake?
The short answer is yes. A lot of people don't understand. A lot of decision-making around our industry is not actually just made by developers themselves. Unless its figures work and unless the risk can be mitigated somewhat with a reasonable level of profit for us to get funding. And remember, if funding is one of our biggest raw materials, unless we get funding, we can't go ahead. There's nobody going to fund development, and nobody... I don't have to explain to anyone the risks around development, unless there is a reasonable profit. That profit is actually a very low level of profit, and the recent changes are impacting to the extent that it's becoming more and more difficult to actually have product that's viable at this moment in time. Now, thankfully, we have Help to Buy, we have the shared ownership. There are a number of government initiatives which are greatly helping the situation, because without those initiatives, I can assure you, we wouldn't be building any product. And a lot of people out there feel that the public delivery can happen cheaper. That is not the case, I can assure you.
An awful lot of people won't believe you, Michael, that you're not making a tidy sum, and all developers aren't making a tidy sum.
Well, I can tell you, the development industry has had its ups and downs. We've had our learnings. I've always accepted and acknowledged that. But the blunt reality, Cormac, is that margins at this moment in time are so tight that we cannot decide to do development or to expect banks to fund us for that development unless there is a reasonable profit.
So have you had experience of banks drying up funding or being a little bit shy to bring forward funding to the table for a building project that you've had here?
Look, the banks are totally pragmatic at this moment in time. For the last decade or decade and a half, I think everybody has learned a lot about the risks around our area. The banks are lending, but they're very prudent in how they do their business, as they should be. And we are very prudent in our borrowings, as we should be. But the reality of the situation is we have a demand for housing that's way above what's being delivered. Mm-hmm. And the recent census figures proves that some of the figures that were anticipated in the National Planning Framework, and the census has now confirmed that we are way short of targets and we're way underneath what's needed. So everyone needs to face up to that fact and not look at our industry as if there's some cynical approach being taken by us. It's not in our interest to produce small numbers.
I understand.
Produce bigger numbers more viable because they're more economical and they're scaled.
But hang on a second here. Because what I can't work out this equation, Michael. You're saying you can't build the houses cheaper, but people will tell us by text here and they'll ring in and they'll say, we can't afford the prices that are being charged. So where do we go from there?
Well, you need to look at some of the cost base, like 13.5% VAT. That does not exist in the UK and other jurisdictions. There are many jurisdictions in Europe with no VAT. We have very high, you know, development levy structure in this country. And I understand that is there, and it's very difficult to change those things. But when I went building houses first 40 years ago, VAT was at 3%. Mm. Like, you can't have it every way, and you have to acknowledge and accept that our industry is capable of delivering, but we can't deliver unless it's viable to do so.
So,
I know you're being somewhat cynical towards what I'm saying.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking.
Your viewers might be.
I think I'm just asking questions, trying to tease out exactly. I hope I'm being fair to you, Zil, but I hope I'm teasing out some of the detail and maybe trying to ask some of the questions that people listening would ask, do you know? Because what it sounds like is, and I appreciate, I've heard this from others as well who were talking to developers or from developers that they're finding it very expensive to build. But quite frankly, here I have, after the crash we've had 10 years ago, a developer looking for a tax break.
Are you speaking about me in particular?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the VAT there.
Yeah, well, I'm just giving you, you asked me a question about costs, and I'm just saying to you that we can't change the price of concrete or blocks or timber overnight. Yeah. I dare say we can't change regulation or the material costs. They're somewhat outside our control. Of course, there's big issues like land and planning and the delays, and that's a whole different discussion to have. So you're asking me, how can this work? And I'm saying to you, of course you can change some of those costs, but there are other costs in the development equation which are totally influencing the price that product needs to be sold at. I'm not, when I say looking for tax breaks, I mean, we desperately need housing and we need to make up our mind, how are we going to get that housing? Mm-hmm. And some of the narratives out there that we can do it by publicly building these houses, that's not going to be more cost efficient than what we are doing.
So can I ask you this?
I'm answering your question when I'm saying that is one issue. That's a big issue.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate your candor as well. Can I ask you this, though? That the Housing for All plan that the government have, they say that a component of it, an important component of it, is the likes of you, private developers, building houses. Now, what you're telling me is that you can't do it with the cost base that you have at the moment. So is it a case that unless you get a reduction in VAT, that you won't be able to deliver the targets that are set out in that plan?
Well, first of all, I haven't said we can't do it. I'm saying it's becoming more and more challenging. You've mentioned the recent increases and the recent impact, and funding is one of those impacts that does impact on the overall cost and of materials and others. I'm saying we need to decide in this country, how many houses do we need and how can we provide them? Where can we provide them? And some of the areas that is being designated by the National Planning Framework, great and all as it is in terms of concept, not feasible to produce expensive brownfield development. So the option is you either subsidise that or you look at other ways of creating development that's more affordable.
So it sounds to me like the government's targets for housing, based on what you're saying, they have to be in doubt, really, are they?
Well, I mean, I think the government themselves accept their targets. And the most recent targets, there was a figure of... There's a figure of 33,000 around for a while, but I think everyone is now accepting that's 40 to 45,000 is the requirement. Mm. And we are probably in the early 20s or mid-20s at most.
So it won't be met.
It won't be met, and I think that's accepted. And the government have introduced different mechanisms to try and help that situation. Mm-hmm. And we are working with the government, with housing bodies, with the local authorities, with the Land Development Agency, and there is a lot of collaboration going on to try and make this work. If people think the private world is, we're playing around with profits, I can assure you, the profits aren't there. People need to face up to the reality of that. And I'm telling you that, quite honestly, that is the position. And it's not that we're not going building. We're building less than what's required. And it's becoming more and more challenging. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Look, have a good weekend. And thanks a million for joining us on the programme. That's property developer Michael O'Flynn.